All right.
Good intro. Really good.
Really good. Really good.
Good stuff, man. Good stuff.
Well, I'm Ringer.
I'm Steve.
And this is the Bare Bones Radio Podcast. Yeah. Been at this for a while. This is a...
Yeah, this is like episode 2000.
No, this is episode 3.
Oh, if you want to count it like that.
Yeah, well, okay.
With human numbers.
Yeah, and in human numbers, this is episode 3. So if, like... If this was like, if Bare Bones Radio was a couple, this is like where you'd really start, you know, busting out your moves, you know, being like, maybe go for a little smooch.
Oh, because each episode is a date? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
So we're on dates together? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm just saying as a
single. I see you.
That's not.
That's a sugar in your tank?
Mm. I do not have sugar. Dead like.
Is it brown sugar?
Oh my, well.
Is it granulated sugar?
First of all, there's no sugar.
Is it stevia? That like weird like.
Stevia?
Yeah, it's like the weird fake sugar. Splenda?
Splenda. Where'd you get stevia from?
Stevia's the same thing. It's like stevia, truvia. It's truvia. T-R-U-V-I-A. Look it up. I mean, you don't have to do it right now. Just believe me. Look it up.
Okay. Right. There's multiple fake sugars.
Yeah, there's a lot of fake sugars.
Okay.
But it's like a natural thing.
I don't have natural, real, or fake sugar in my tank.
That's a shame. It's a shame. Because we were going on these dates, it's going really well.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Hey, man, I'm going to have to call this off. If this isn't going anywhere, then I'm just going to really need to move. I need to go somewhere where people take my time seriously. And when I say people, I mean the person I'm dating. You know what I'm saying?
So, this is not a date.
Well, you made it sound like it. I was just going, right? All right, fine.
This is called a metaphor.
You're right.
Golly, man.
Sorry, very literal, very literal. Now that I'm back as your friend. Now that we can just be friends.
Okay, yeah, we can just be friends.
Let's be adults.
But let's not be awkward.
I don't want it to be awkward.
No.
I don't want to be like those people, they go on a couple dates and then they're like really awkward about it when it doesn't work out.
Yeah.
But they both knew it wasn't going to work out.
Yeah.
So why the fuck are you being awkward?
Yeah.
There's no need. We're both adults.
Yeah, both adults.
If I see you on the street, I'm going to look the other way though.
But why?
Because it's kind of awkward.
Why? Is it hard for you?
Oh, it's hard.
How hard is it?
It's like a rock. Ooh, like a rock. It's clutch. All right, let's do some stuff.
Okay. Well, so if you had a choice of airlines, which...
Oh, I definitely fly United.
No.
That wasn't where you were going?
Two I would avoid... I would avoid United and Spirit.
Oh, dude, let me tell you a funny thing real quick.
Oh, dude, tell me this funny thing real quick.
It's actually not related to a man being dragged off a United flight.
Okay.
Kind of. It's kind of related to that, actually. All right, I'm going to try to talk really fast here because this isn't that good of a story and I want to get to the main point.
Yes.
But I feel like it's worth telling.
Yeah, precursor.
So in March, I went to Nevada for a climbing trip.
Right.
My friend Jen was flying from Philadelphia, and I was asking if she got her flight, and she said something about flying on Frontier, and I was like, never heard of them. I always fly Southwest. Shameless plug, because you get 2 free checked bags.
That's a shout-out.
That
shout
is.
Shout-out Southwest.
Hey, Southwest, sponsor us. We'll sponsor us, bitch.
Yeah, we're going to link you in the description.
That's right. Hey, if you've never heard of Southwest, great airline. They just started flying international to Mexico.
2 bags free.
Yeah, 2 bags free. So anyways, that's great for gear.
Just enter the coupon code BAREBONES
to see what the fuck happens.
Still 2 free bags.
Still 2 free bags.
Wins. Win-win. Both 1 for each bag.
That's genius. Oh my god. Okay, yeah, okay. Where were we at? Okay, yeah, so she's going to fly Frontier. I'm like, all right, whatever. You should fly Southwest because the free bags.
Right.
I'm done with the plug. Anyways, but I wasn't going to do that. She was flying Frontier. I learned a while ago not to fly United because one time I had to check a bag of 61 pounds over 50, and or 61 pounds and being over 50 pounds, that is, and I had to pay $200 for the bag. And I was like, the fuck is this? Are you serious? So I was like, I'm not going to do that. So I'm not flying United ever again. Point is, she flies Frontier, and as I'm like reading a magazine like later that day after I texted her, and I'm like, it's a climbing magazine, and they have this column called Ask Answer Man, and somebody's asking.
It's a great name.
It's a great name. He's got the answers. He's Answer Man. Turns out he's actually a woman. Joke's on you. Anyways, so like he's like,
dynamic right there.
Somebody said something about flying with climbing gear and stuff, and he's like giving all this advice, and then his last sentence he says, two airlines you should never fly, United and Frontier, because your stuff won't arrive and neither will you. And that was like 6 years ago.
Mm.
So, I mean, that magazine was like 6 years old.
It's foreshadowing.
Yeah, so apparently if you're a doctor and you fly United...
And you get picked by random selection.
Yeah.
By the way, guys, I'm doing air quotes.
He's doing air quotes. It would have been better if the doctor was, like, black. Oh, man. United would be destroyed.
Oh, yeah. It would have been.
Oh, my God. I would have, like, loved that. Because they're an evil airline.
Yeah,
evil. They suck. Evil. Hey, if you work for United, it's nothing against you. Your employer just sucks, and you probably already know that. So,
yeah.
You know, once again, Southwest, two free bags, bare bones for you.
Entry code.
Yeah.
Someone else, the same day the dude got dragged off, a scorpion fell from the baggage bin up above your head.
Overhead compartments.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's the word I was looking for, or words rather.
Yeah. OHC.
OHC.
OHC, baby.
All right, so.
THC's evil cousin.
But no one heard about it because the doctor got dragged off and this dude got bit by a scorpion. Or stung, rather.
Was it Samuel L. Jackson?
Scorpion's on a plane! It's a new movie. They're filming already.
Sequel. SJ's been struggling a little bit lately. Mm. The artsy roles.
I liked him in Kong, Skull Island. I don't know if you've seen it, but
I haven't seen that. I ain't even heard of it.
What?
Nah, bro. What are you talking about?
Kong. The new King Kong movie.
There's a new King Kong
movie? Yeah.
Does it have Jack Black in it?
No.
Then I don't want to see it.
Why?
Because Jack Black was in the other one.
What was that?
It's the one with Naomi Watts. That came out like a long time ago.
I was referencing that. So, Kong, Skull Island, Samuel L. Jackson. Great movie.
Uh-huh.
I definitely liked it better than the Jack Black version, I'll tell you that.
Wow, I mean, that was a good movie.
It was decent, but yeah. Kong, Skull Island, definitely better.
Okay. I see. Is it in theaters?
Yeah.
Okay, right on. Well, there's your recommendation of the week right there.
Yeah, if it's...
Way to burn that one up.
If it's still in theaters.
Fair enough.
Because what's coming out this weekend?
Oh, Fast and Furious, bro.
That is exactly right.
Yeah.
The Fate.
Fate 8?
Fate 8.
I don't even know what the fuck it's called.
Fate 8.
Dude, all I saw was on the trailer, like they're on an ice field or something. And they're driving really fast, of course, and a submarine pops out of the ice, and like, I don't know.
And The Rock, like, quotes Jaws or something.
Yeah, and I was like, what the fuck? That's a submarine! Why are you driving those cars on an ice field?
I guess we're just gonna have to go and find out.
Also, apparently they don't actually like those cars. Because if you did, you wouldn't drive it on an ice field, where a submarine's gonna pop up underneath it. So, they have no respect for material possessions.
Or maybe it's just like one of those things where you're not gonna get to keep this car. This is you to use it here on reckless abandon.
Yeah, but I want to also point out something. If you're about to go into like a war zone where like somebody has... Sorry about the popping of the can, everybody. Also sponsored by PBR. If you
go to their website and use coupon code
PBRBonesRadio, see what happens. You'll probably get some cheap beer.
Yeah, cheap beer.
You know what? Independently made in America... It looks like an American... I'm done. All right, anyways, if you're about to go into a war zone and you're Vin Diesel and you're really into cars, you're not Vin Diesel, you're Dominic Toretto. Right. You're really about family.
Yeah.
And you don't want your family to get hurt, so like you want to drive the best car into it, you should not take a fucking Charger. You should take the Batmobile. It has guns on it. It's a fucking tank. It's a Lamborghini tank. That's the weapon that's what you should take against the submarine.
Yeah, well, see, I believe...
Not a big Ford Raptor? What is wrong with you?
Toretto is brainwashed in this one.
He's brainwashed?
Yeah.
By Jason Statham?
No. Jason Statham apparently is teaming up with The Rock in the family.
What?
Yeah. Because some blonde chick has brainwashed Toretto, and he's, like, going against his team.
Okay.
It's got some amnesia.
Point still stands. You're Letty, you're Luda, you're Tyrese, you're any of these people. Michelle Rodriguez, not Letty. If you're any of these people, you're going up against a submarine. You don't take a Ford Raptor, a Charger, an Eclipse. These are all great cars, except for the Raptor. These are all fun things to drive or whatever. including the new Challenger Demon. Did you see that thing?
Yeah.
Oh my god. Okay, but anyways, you don't take these things into battle.
Right.
You take them to the track.
Exactly.
The thing you take to battle is
a battleship.
Batmobile. That's what you take.
Is that your
Alfred?
Is that, I don't know if you're doing Trump or Batman.
No. Gotham is mine.
It's gonna be big.
That's my congested Batman, I'll be honest.
You're a little sick.
Yeah, I'm a little sick just trying to cough on the mic, and it's gonna go through the sound waves, go into people's radios, and spread everyone, get everyone sick that way.
That would be horrible.
Well, I'm a terrorist.
Audio terrorist.
Currently on an NSA watch list just because I said that, and we haven't even put this out yet. Yeah, I've been arrested, folks. It's been nice knowing you.
Audio terrorist sounds like a Rage Against the Machine B-side.
Ooh, yeah. All right, let's. So United, some dude got thrown off a plane. That sucks.
Yeah, so
don't fly United.
Yeah, there's all these memes of like, oh, the Fight Club section is in the back, and then there's like United Airlines today, and like a wrestling team was on, and then the whole wrestling team had their headgear up.
Oh my god.
And it's funny because all the people that are like, yeah, don't fly United, but they're like, shit, I bought United 3 months ago. It's not, you're still going on your vacation. You're just not going to.
When you hit refund and they're like, why are you not going? Be like, because you guys suck.
You're going to protest, but you're like, no, I'm just going to go and hope I don't get selected randomly.
That's the thing. That video, honestly, that video didn't really look like that dude was, you know, getting beat up that bad in the video that I saw, but apparently the consequences of what happened, like everything
concussion, lost two teeth.
Yeah, like I mean, obviously he got messed up, and like it was rather humiliating to say the least. Point is, this dude is attacking this guy who's arguably defenseless.
Yeah.
And what is the reaction by the crowd? They pull their damn phones and they record this shit. They're like, "Oh, you can't do that."
Oh,
and I'm do throw fucking it, nothing.
Throw it on YouTube and monetize it.
Yeah.
There'll be like a little State Farm ad for it.
Yeah. I'm like, are you for real? Like, what is this? Like, you guys are all the worst people. Like, that cop is, yeah, he sucks. But you know what? At the end of the day, he's doing his job.
Right.
And I'm like, he shouldn't have done that, maybe. But yeah, he's an idiot. That's a whole other topic. But y'all are complicit in his idiotic nature, if you will. Thank you, Steven. Y'all are complicit.
This is why.
Yeah.
I don't know. This is probably going to be a little controversial, what I'm about to say.
Oh, get it.
Get it. This is why we don't have a World Trade Center anymore.
Ooh.
I mean, not all three planes. Like, some people weren't, obviously.
Bro went there.
Some people weren't, obviously. You know, like,
yeah.
They stopped something from happening. But the first two planes, I get it. It's shocking.
Very.
But, like, the first two planes made it to their destination.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'm not trying to... I don't really want to touch this too much.
Yeah.
To be honest.
Maybe I shouldn't have said what I said.
Probably not, but you know what? I'm already on a watch list for what I said. So, like, this is already a controversial... Yeah.
It's not like our three listeners are going to...
I think we have at least five.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Maybe a baker's dozen if we're...
Maybe shooting. A baker's dozen minus seven. 8, because the baker's dozen 13.
Right.
I got kicked out of college for math, so like that's
not. I was horrible at math. I never passed algebra 1 or 2 and graduated high school.
Wait, so you never graduated high school? Is that what you just said?
No, I graduated high school without passing either algebra.
That's money right there. I don't know how I passed. I just stared at girls.
Oh.
So
you just added girls on girls.
What?
Yeah,
I see what you did there. Never mind. I got you. You made a math joke.
Hold on, let's go back to United real quick.
Yeah.
So,
you sure you want to do that?
Sorry, let's not go back to World Trade.
Okay, that was like United 93. I mean, let's not forget.
Golly.
Like, they were the
I'm
ones.
I'm sorry if I offended anyone.
Probably offended a shit ton of people. Sorry, everybody. This is not going to be edited out because we don't really know how to do that yet.
So,
anyways, back to United, the doctor.
Oh, no. So, they posed the question of, okay, we need 4 people to get on this flight for these flight attendants to sit down.
Yeah.
Because they have to be at their next work shift in the next city.
Yeah.
And they offered $400. No one jumped at it. They offered $800. No one jumped at it.
Yeah.
And they said, all right, we're selecting four people randomly by computer. The first three people get off. The doctor obviously didn't. And what happened, happened. So my question to you is, how much money would it take for you to get off your flight that you need to be back the next day for work?
You know, however much money I would make it work that day. I would totally do it. Like, I'm not trying to say I'm better than that doctor, but I haven't been in this exact situation, but like I paid for a nice seat on this was before my Southwest days.
Yeah.
I paid for a nice seat with a bunch of leg room. And they called me up before we boarded and they're like, there's a family here of three. They have a baby and they wanted to sit together, but like they didn't get their seat right. Is it okay? And they're like trying to give all these qualifiers on like why they wanted to change seats. So I was like, stop. It's fine. I don't care. I'm still getting to the place I'm going to go. I don't have to pay anymore. It's fine. Like, let's do it. And they were so relieved. They were like, oh my God, thank you. Thank you so much. I'm like, it doesn't matter. This is a thing that doesn't really matter to me. So, like, if they were going to, like... So, say I made $10 at work that day. And they're like, we'll pay you $10. I'd be like, all right, pay me $10. And, like, if I have any expenses, pay those. Like, that's all I would want. And I would be fine. I would have totally done it. I don't understand, like, why the... I mean, I get why the doctor didn't get up because he has patients or whatever. And, like... But I'm not a doctor.
Right.
So, like, I'm not putting myself there. The real fault... The people at fault here are United.
Yeah.
Because it's, like... Really, you couldn't accommodate four people's at another location? Like, you couldn't think of, like, that's mind-blowing to me. I'm like, it's not excusable. It's not this doctor's fault. Like, I got nothing against the dude. I mean, I wouldn't have stayed seated. I would have been like, oh, well, I'm fucking all these other people over by not getting up.
The question I want to know is, how did the flight attendant feel that took his seat?
Oh, my God. I bet he got some stares.
Yeah.
Whew.
The literal definition of the hot seat.
Mm-hmm. Why is there a tooth in my seat? Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. They kicked some dude's ass so I could sit on his plane.
There's some blood on my seat.
Yeah, his, like, wife or daughter is, like, sitting right next to him just staring at him the whole time. Like, I'm gonna kill you. You hurt my dad. Mm. Yeah, it's crazy, man. Crazy stuff.
You hear that we dropped the mother of all bombs today?
I saw something about something, and I...
We dropped the largest bomb that wasn't a nuke over ISIS-populated
community. Oh my God. I did not... What?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Why? What?
This is America in 2017.
Oh my God. I saw Trump talking about some shit on the news, and I was just like, I don't even want to hear this. And wow. That's a huge bummer.
Yeah.
Mm. Where was it at?
I think it was in Syria.
Oh my God. Wow. Well, I'm not going to comment too much on that just because we're already on a watch list.
Yeah. So, yeah. Like, we're about to get swatted.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Get out of the canal! Get out of the canal!
This is the last episode of Bare Bones Radio.
They were using silencers.
That's what went. This is an emergency testing. No, why?
No, it was Afghanistan, sorry.
Even better. Those aren't people, that's okay. So people in Syria, those are people, but people in Afghanistan, those aren't real people. It's okay, we can bomb them. Just keep sticking my nose in other people's affairs.
And apparently it was a tunnel system they were bombing. So, like... Yeah, probably Osama's old hangabouts.
His old HQ?
Yeah.
Man. That's crazy. All right, new tab. Something happier.
Yeah, something happier. Well, apparently in this day and age, kids can watch YouTube.
Oh my God, yeah. This is what I saw instead of that.
Steve sees the lighter side of life.
That's not even true. That's not even remotely true. But... I appreciate it.
All right, so since you saw it, what did you see?
Okay, this 8-year-old...
Four.
No, he had a 4-year-old sister.
Oh, I thought it was a 4 and 2 for some reason.
He, in Ohio, he wanted McDonald's, and so he is incredibly intelligent, decides to look up how to drive on YouTube, looks it up, gets some keys, takes his sister with him. They go to McDonald's. They order their food. A family friend spots them in the restaurant, which to me is incredible. Because I'm like, all right, you had the technology to look up this stuff on the internet, watch it, so you had time, comprehend it, and then get in a car, like somehow get keys, get in a car, and go without anyone knowing. Like you had like, but like you didn't have the wherewithal to call someone who could actually do it.
Yeah.
Like the level of independence there is kind of mind-blowing. But anyways, he gets to the McDonald's with his sister. They eat their food while this family friend called the cops, and the cops wait for the parents. No charges were pressed, but like, I was amazed. Here's the thing that makes me really happy about the whole ordeal. I saw this morning, probably like around 10 or something like that. And, you know, I'm really happy this kid got his burger. But
no, what's great... What did he get? Did he get a
No, he got a burger. He got a cheeseburger. That's all I wanted. I'm like, bro, I would have gotten so much. You had money.
Yeah.
Like, it would have been better if he had to, like, go through a toll booth and, like, get gas and deal with rush hour traffic and all that. That would have been great. But what I loved about this, I saw this morning. And then this afternoon, do you know the Fat Jewish on Instagram?
No.
Okay.
Is he the guy that cooks?
No.
Okay.
This guy is incredibly Instagram famous.
Is that another shout out?
Not particularly. Okay. I mean, it's funny, but I don't follow it. I just I know a lot of people. Very famous. Right. Very, very, very trendy. The Fat Jewish, like, an hour before I came here. This is at night, by the way. And I saw this in the morning. He posted this headline. And I was like, I saw that shit before the Fat Jewish did. I was like, fuck yeah, I'm trendy. I was like, yes. I felt so cool. I was like, so affirmed, man.
You're like, I know.
Yeah.
You're like, I already saw it.
I already saw it, man. That's old news.
I want to know.
A couple hours ago.
I want to know what kind of car it was and how tall this kid was.
Oh, that's a good question. An average 8-year-old, probably like 4 feet tall, something a little over that, 4'5", 4'6".
So what's he driving?
No idea.
And did he use books? Did he use a booster seat?
Ooh,
what if he took a booster seat from McDonald's?
What if he had his sister down there on the pedals, like hands, like right hand?
Brake. Which one's brake again?
What if it was a manual? Like, what if that's how he...
Dan, there's no way.
It could possible.
I'm
very coordinated sister. She's all like...
By the way, crowd, he's doing hand motions.
I'm doing hand motions. My left hand's
and
on the clutch.
By crowd, I mean 3 to 5 of you.
Hey, Sarah's, I'm doing hand motions.
Yeah, Sarah's. He's doing hand motions. Sarah's mom. He's doing hand
motions. Yeah, Sarah's and Sarah's mom.
Yeah. And you. You know who we're talking about. Yes, you. Thank you.
Oh, so much. I see you sitting over there.
Yeah.
Looking all sassy.
Yeah.
I bet you got some sugar in your tank.
I don't know if you have sugar in your tank.
I bet you do.
But I don't know.
I bet you do, and you're hiding that tank.
But you might
no not. One can see it. Okay. Yeah, no, it was a pretty crazy story.
Yeah, man.
Mm-hmm. You got a first world problem over there? I see you.
Looks
like your Wi-Fi's out.
Well, Pepsi.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Pepsi. Hey, attractive lives matter, baby. Join the conversation. Peace. And the words of Stephen Colbert... The least intimidating police force in the world.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. If you haven't seen the new Pepsi commercial, stop what you're doing, because we're about to ruin your image of that soda. And go watch it. Yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
On your tablet?
On your tablet. And if you don't have a tablet, then your phone. You fucking suck.
I don't agree with that statement.
Oh, well, you don't have to. It's bare bones radio. Like, that's the whole radio agrees with that statement. All our cast and crew and staff. Yeah. The staff writers.
Aren't we the staff writers?
Shh.
Okay. We're not the staff writers. We got staff.
Yeah.
Well, I like Coke anyway, so.
I like Coke, too. Yeah, Pepsi's stupid.
Yeah.
Why are you trying to capitalize on, like, legitimate struggle?
Yeah.
Like, that's so fucked. It's... I couldn't believe it. When I saw it, I was like, oh my God. But at the same time,
it's honestly, okay. I'm trying to recreate the Cheerios commercial from the Super Bowl a couple years ago. I don't know if you remember that. But like, that was totally different. Like, the Cheerios commercial had like a biracial couple, and it was just like, everybody loves Cheerios. And like, but it wasn't like Black Lives Matter, and like, hey,
yeah.
It wasn't like, hey, the struggle is real, and we want to sell Pepsi based off your struggle.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. Yeah, that Pepsi ad was... I was so stupid. I mean, like, that's the real problem I feel like people are frustrated by. Not because it's, like, overtly political, but that it's, like, overtly political in a way that's, like, really ambiguous. Like, your signs say join the conversation and peace, and they're all painted Pepsi colors, and you guys are drinking Pepsi, and you have a really sweaty cellist, and, like, so many minorities, and the world's least aggressive police force, and Kendall Jenner? Like, what the fuck? Why is she in there? Why is she in there?
Yeah, because she understands what struggles.
Yeah, she totally knows. She's
struggling with life so hard right now.
Dude, that's kind of one of my favorite parts of the commercial. Anyway, but real quick, people don't like it because it's a shitty commercial, not because it's like, I think that's what the main problem is. But like, I love that there's like all of these minorities, right?
Right.
Protesting, and you have all these people that are like, are angry. I'm doing air quotes because they're all smiling their brains out. They're all super happy. They're not being persecuted at all. Whatever. So they're all happy. And then there's the Jenner chick doing a photo shoot, and she looks so stupid when she looks up and is like, look at all these minorities. What are they doing? What are they doing? And the dude with the cello is like, come on. And she's like, okay.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, totally, man. Like, yeah,
let's, you know, cello. He said, come on.
He said, how's the cello? Like, oh my God. Pepsi? Oh my God. And so she just jumps in, but I'm like, that's so perfect that it almost makes me like the commercial. Because I'm like, yes, dumb rich white people totally do capitalize on minority struggles.
Yeah.
But that's not what they're trying to say at all. No. So then I take 3 points off and throw it in the trash can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe their heart was in the right place, but mine did not.
Dude, Stephen Colbert has a thing on it where he was like making fun of the words that pop up at the end. It says, live for now. And he's like, live for now. I was like, oh, man.
I think Saturday Night Live had a bit about it, too.
I bet, man. It was bad.
Yeah.
It was... Yeah, those people should die.
I want to know what the...
Saturday, the marketing.
No, Saturday Night Live's going to do... It has to do Ben and United now. It's.
Oh, man.
Can't wait.
Oh, yeah, definitely will. Definitely. It might be a little bit. I mean, they did the Bill O'Reilly thing.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
No.
It was almost painful to watch.
Like, I was like, yeah. No.
No one was laughing. And I was like, this is awkward. Mm. It's like too much Alec Baldwin. Like, I get it. Like, yeah. Oh, a little too soon. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
So there. Yeah.
All right. I do got a... You got a first world problem too, right?
I got a first world problem. So, if you're of the PlayStation variety, then you're an idiot.
We just lost half our customer base, probably.
But if you're of the Xbox variety, then
truth
then
is
you're a good guy. You're a good guy. You're probably really nice.
And prosperous.
Prosperous. May you live long and prosper. So I'm playing playing Destiny.
Right.
And this week, the week before Easter.
Child?
Huh?
Destiny?
Destiny, what about it? Shout out? Nah, not worth it. They're frustrating the hell out of me right now. Anyway, so the week before Easter, they came out with this. They have a limited time, like, week thing every week for their multiplayer called Iron Banner, where, like, you can get more cool shit or whatever.
But
you
got an Iron Banner.
Oh, yeah, I bet you do. You do. Stay focused. Stay focused. So anyways,
that's what I have to say.
You have to kind of like really work for it though. You have to grind. You gotta grind. Ah, you gotta grind.
To get that Iron Banner.
You get that Iron Banner, you gotta grind. And it is painful how long it takes. I'm trying to be purposely ambiguous, but like not laugh, and it's not working. Yeah, so it just takes a long time.
Yeah.
And so like I'm like, I need to complete one game and as a win. I need to win one game.
If only there was like some sort of potion you could take that would make you get there faster.
I bet there is. Mm. But GameShark doesn't exist anymore.
Mm.
Remember that on the N64?
GameShark and Game Genie. I see. I'm even older.
Yeah. Oh, dang. Going way back. Robin Williams. You rub a lamp and he pop out and be like, I'm your Game Genie. Why does he have an Irish accent?
No, that was...
Oh, man.
Okay.
Scratch. Anyways, so yeah. So like, it takes a really long time to win a game because like you either... Once you start a game, if you don't like, if your team isn't on the ball in the beginning, you're going to lose. And,
right.
You know, you've wasted 10 minutes. And you don't get any points if you lose a game.
Right.
So you have to win. So, like, I've done 4 losses in a row, and I'm just, like, going on an hour of playing, and I'm like, this is stupid. And so, like, we're finally winning this game, and I was like, yes. I was like, we're crushing. You're like, we have it in the bag. You have to get to 20,000 points. We're winning. We're at, like, 19-5 or something, and the other team's at, like, 12,000. Like, no chance of catching up. And,
Mustard.
Yeah, I lost connection. Got kicked from their servers. I was just, I lost my shit. I was like, I don't want to play this game ever again.
Yeah.
I'm going to throw this Xbox away. I'm going to get a PlayStation.
We've just won our PlayStation.
Yeah, you guys are coming back. Come on back. Come on back now you're here. Yeah, so like my first world problem is losing connection to Destiny. Because they...
Hey, why don't you feel like this? You're going to lose connection to real life. Or a connecting flight.
Whatever. We don't have good service. We promise you'll make a better connection.
Yeah. Tomorrow, just not
today. Tomorrow, not today though. Tomorrow. Wait another day. Forever, perpetual.
We'll forcefully make you.
Forcefully. So I see you over there. I see you over there with your first world problems. You're so angry that you have to pick a language at the ATM. This is America. It should just be English.
I wouldn't go that far.
Yeah, I know you speak French.
So me and my girlfriend went to Rita's last night. Well, actually, I had like no gas.
That's your problem right there. Your girlfriend and I. Like, my girlfriend and I went to Rita's.
You did not go to Rita's with my girlfriend.
No, you did.
What? Yeah.
Grammar Nazi, son. Dangling participle. All
right. But I had literally no bars of gas.
Okay, no bars.
So no bars of gas. So I was like, I'll just go to the Shell right next to Rita's, get filled up so I don't get stuck in Rita's.
That's a painful Shell to get into.
Yeah, but see, other thing, I was like, how dumb would it be for me to run out of gas next to the gas station, have to buy a little jug, fill it up with gas, and walk 10 paces to my car.
Ooh, sounds like that's exactly what happened.
It didn't. That's not my first world problem.
Damn.
But.
It could be a third world problem.
It could. No, it couldn't. I don't think there's Rita's in third world countries.
That's true, but the gas station part, yes. All that stuff.
Yes. So go to Rita's. It is 8:48.
Uh-huh. They close at 9?
Yes.
Okay.
So there is one employee and like 3 patrons.
Yeah.
Like out front just hanging out, shooting the breeze. And me and my girlfriend walk up and they're like, sorry, girlfriend and I.
I'm just being a dick.
My girlfriend and I.
Yeah.
Are told that, hey, we're closed. I'm like, no. It's 8:50. It's 8:48. They're like, yeah, we're closed. If we stay open till 9, then there's going to be a huge rush and there's going to be this long line. I'm like, there's 2 cars in the parking lot. And they're like, yeah, no, we're closed. And I'm like, are you kidding me? They're like, no. I'm like, and it's like one of those moments like you wish you could get back.
Yeah, fair.
And have a witty comeback, but you're just like, nope. All right. All right. I'm just going to get in my car and drive away post-haste, whatever.
You turn on your car, you immediately run out of gas.
No, I had a full tank. At least I had a full tank. So we just went to Chick-fil-A and did like waffle fries and milkshakes or something on that nature. But see, I went on Google. I was like, I don't want to be the guy like, I'm calling your manager. But I'm like, let me just go see what Google Reviews has to
Dude's
say.
Dude's immediately like, my manager's dead. I just killed him 6 minutes ago.
Right. I mean, I'm not trying to get in a word battle with some punk 17-year-old girl. But
Oh, so she was a punk? Did she have cool hair at least?
No. I'm not saying she was an actual punk and wearing like an AFI hoodie or anything. Oh. But I clearly think the patrons were her friend she had just hooked up. Or maybe she didn't hook them up, but she was hanging out with the customers, whether they were friends or not.
Yeah.
And one of the reviews was like someone in the same situation I was in was like, apparently stood in line for 5 minutes and they after 5 minutes of standing there, they told the lady, oh, we're closed after this guy that's right in front of you.
Oh, man.
And the lady was like, I'm 7 months pregnant. I'm like,
I'm getting my damn ass. Yeah. Y'all make that shit right now. You bring it over here.
But I'm like, so this is common practice. I'm like, is this management approved, or is this just like the one person that's left to close? It's like, F it, I'm not staying here until the end of my shift. I'm getting the hell out of here. But I'm just going to leave all the lights on so I can piss everybody off.
Oh, my God.
So, like, I wrote a review, and I think I said something along the lines of, what just happened? Something short. And I was like, we did this Italian ice is great, but don't get there 12 minutes before 9 because apparently it's too hard to shove ice in a cup.
Damn.
that's not enough time. 12 minutes is not enough time.
You heard it from here.
So I was just so... Aggro. Because I'm like, you go to a bank, or if you go to Chick-fil-A, there's someone standing at the door with the key, waiting to lock it.
Yeah.
And they're checking their watch. Like, that would not go down at a bank. That would not fly at Chick-fil-A. And probably most, 99% of other businesses. Like, I couldn't go to, like, it's 4:48, and I got 10 more packages to deliver. Yeah, I might not make it, so I'm just not going
to
do it.
You learned a valuable lesson. Fritas is not a bank, UPS, or Chick-fil-A.
Yes.
Truth be told. If you want to have a good time, look up Google reviews of Denny's.
Ooh.
It's so much fun. Oh, my God. They're so good.
Is that a shout-out?
To Denny's?
Yeah.
Totally. Oh my God. They have the best breakfast for so cheap.
$2.
$2. $2. What are you in high school getting lunch? Like, come on. That's incredible how cheap that is.
$2, $4, $6.
Yeah.
Eight if you're balling.
But yeah, dude.
Spend $8 on breakfast.
Oh God.
Got that money.
That's my money counter.
You might want to get that looked at.
Yes.
None. What about...
If we want to go ahead and roll into music recommendations, but make it a singular one because I don't listen to music.
Steve didn't listen to music this week. I'm going to go with a classic.
But before you go with that classic, I do want to point out one thing.
Do you want the...
The one thing I'm pointing out...
What are you pointing out?
Is that... We have gone through a heinous amount of fruit snacks.
Yes.
And I'm really excited about that. All right. Anyways, back to your music recommendation. No, it's yours. It's you. It's all you. I don't want any part of this.
I thought you wanted some of that.
I do want some of that. I'm on some of it later. Ooh.
Ooh.
He started his guitar.
Yeah, I'm about to bust out my new single.
Dude, Howie Day, Clyde, is that what you're about to play for us?
No.
Even the best fall down sometimes. Even the wrong words seem to rhyme.
That's not it.
And out of the dark that fills your mind.
Alright, it's
somehow we got
it. We got
you
it.
You and I.
Oh my
God.
You sound like the Count. You sound like the Count from freaking Sesame Street.
Dude, Sugar Ray played at the All Jump Tap the other day. It was terrible.
Alright, this song is called... This is a band called Dads. And the song is strangely named Shit Twins.
I got a funny story about Dads. If you meet me in person, I'll tell you about it.
Okay, so if you ever meet Steve in person, ask him about his dad story.
Yeah. There's a couple of those.
Tainted past.
Hey. Ooh.
That's just a... That's a great... That's how it starts, kind of. It just doesn't have a burping noise in it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it does not. It does not. It's like, they're a great band.
Great band.
They're really, really good.
Really good.
I'm trying to remember the name of their most recent album.
I don't remember
it's
either.
Like, it's like I'll Be the Tornado. I think it's that... But I know that's a song. in a line throughout the song, the whatever you want to call it. Excuse my phone hitting the table. Anyways,
I'll be the tornado.
I'll be the tornado. That's what it is. Yeah, they're really good. Two guys. It's a duo.
It's awesome.
Yeah, they're so talented. Very. All right, I'm done. I'm done. Well, I figure that we can wrap this up.
Yeah.
With this song, because this is a throwback to one of my favorite hip hop albums of all time. It's called B by Common, and this is a song called They Say, featuring Common, Kanye West, and John Legend. And let me just say, if you haven't heard this album, then you know you're not.
You should
stupid,
go get on a United
should,
flight.
You should really go. You should get on a United flight and hope it's full and see what happens. Hope you have your phone and it's fully charged.
Hmm.
Without further ado, this has been episode 296.
Episode 3.
Minus 293. I wasn't done. But thank you. Thank you for listening,
you
folks.
You math wrong.
They say what's happening. We say the facts and then they lie. We coming back with a